You're now listening to Pete, Matt and Kimber for Vinny's Christmas Appeal, where good works.
Ah, guys, Christmas. Wonderful time of the year, isn't it?
It is.
Really is a wonderful time of the year.
For some, except apparently you stink
well,
at this time of year.
This is how I felt going back. I reckon I would have been about, I think I would have been maybe, I don't know, 15, 16.
Okay, so that's in the good stink period on the stink arc, isn't it?
It actually really is. Yeah. Where everything around you stinks as well.
Yes.
But you're the only one who doesn't seem to notice.
My mum once burst into my bedroom where me and my mate Boogie were sleeping and the stink of teenage boys was so strong that she started to dry retch.
Right, yeah. Okay.
So there you go. That's the peak of the curve there.
Mm. Well, so we're going back 20 years ago and it was Christmas Day. And it was the big Corralie part of the Christmas Day where we all got together. This year it was Uncle Mick and Auntie Michelle's house. And what they would do is Santa would pop out of nowhere. Oh my goodness, there's Santa.
Wow.
And
if
he
I was
going
to go to any party as Santa, I'd be picking the Corralie house.
Oh, it's a great place to be if you're Santa, right? And there's 16 grandkids and we're all excited because, you know, at this stage of your life, you know, all of the aunties and uncles are piling in as well. And so Santa was handing out all of the gifts that the aunties and uncles had given us all. And I've got 5 uncles and 1 auntie on Dad's side of the family. So, you know, Christmas time, we used to clean up. It was pretty good. But this particular year, I don't know if the aunties and uncles either all spoke to each other and something happened and I was a bit pongy, or they didn't speak to each other and probably should have, because Santa gave me 1 gift. I think this one was from Uncle Tony, and I opened it, and it was a pack of Lynx Africa stuff.
Oh, the bath gel along with the deodorant.
Had a loofah.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Just what a 15-year-old boy wants.
Well, you know what? At
and
that
Africa,
stage,
it's not a bad scent.
No, it's not
the
a bad scent.
Africa.
It's a beautiful continent.
It is, right. And at that stage, like, you know, oh, great. Actually, I can use this. This is really cool.
Ah.
And then Santa hands, you know, does a couple of the other nieces and nephews and then hands me this time from Uncle Joe. And I open it. And there's another special pack of Lynx Africa.
Oh, Lynx, okay.
Not Lynx South America.
No. Right, okay, no, that's cool. Like a couple. Like I
Lynx
can see
Azerbaijan.
How I could use a couple, right? And I could see how I could use a couple, you know?
Okay,
like, eventually you run
it's
out.
It's going to run
right?
out.
And
that
when you're
looper,
a kid, you run out quick. Right,
yeah.
Okay. So then another couple, and then Santa hands me the one from Uncle Tony. Open it up. It's another special pack of Lynx Africa.
Is it?
Yep. And
wow.
Okay.
Every single gift that Santa handed over to me that day was a special pack of Lynx Africa with the gel.
So we're talking about 5 or 6?
It was 5.
Okay. And you know, somewhere else in the universe that day, a woman was out there, a young girl, getting every body shop soap that's ever been made.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Ours was the body shop. You thought you were doing it bad with the Lynx Africa. We got the body shop white musk.
Oh,
over and over. Over it. And if a boy came to your party, same deal.
Is that right?
Well, what did you get girls when you were younger and you went to their party?
Impulse.
Body shop.
Oh, impulse, yes.
It That's was right. impulse.
Are you saying that it wasn't a good gift? I mean, Lynx Africa is great, but when you get it 5 times, is that a bad Christmas gift?
That's bad. That's rough.
Suddenly
that's rough.
Rubbish.
That's like you're in therapy for a little while.
Yes, because as you say, it's not just the same gift. It's the same gift that's possibly telling you about your personal hygiene.
Dare
I tell you a worse Christmas gift that I've received?
Please.
So many years ago, my dad used to work at Hollywood Hospital, now retired. But at the time, Hollywood Hospital were throwing out some equipment. And it was being thrown out and Dad grabbed it from the bin and was like, this is going to be great. Wrapped him up and gave one to my mum, my sister and I for Christmas. We all got our own. We opened them up. Fat pinches.
Excuse me?
Fat pinches.
Fat pinches.
You know those? You know the ones that they do to test, the fat test on footballers?
Yeah.
You know, and they push the white plastic bits together.
Yeah.
Dad gave my mum, my sister and I all a set of fat pinches.
Wow, the way to warm.
I mean, if that was not the Christmas gift of all gifts that year, we all were mortified.
You just reminded me, my old man got my mum an exercise bike 1 year. This is the best. We want to hear about the worst Christmas presents you've ever received.
I gave my pop a flute, a plastic flute. I remember this now.
A plastic just as in a recorder?
Yeah, yeah, it was like 20 years ago. I thought it was funny. And apparently he went to my mum on the quiet and said, is he on the drugs?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's no fat pinches.
No.
But fat pinches.
Well, that is brilliant. How'd you go, by the way?
Every morning she uses it. That's why she's in a mood.
Darkest response that day, yeah. We couldn't believe it.
Chantel in Wellard, what was the worst gift you have to receive for Christmas?
It was my mum. Mum really wanted a dishwasher, and so my dad thought it'd be smart and bought her pink fluffy rubber gloves.
Oh, sweet. See, all the dads out there, they're the ones who are thinking, you know what'll be hilarious this Christmas? Yeah.
That's only funny if it comes with a new dishwasher.
Yeah.
And you open it and the gloves are in there.
Yeah. Thank you, Chantel. Candace in Piara Waters, worst Christmas gift you've ever received?
My husband bought me a set of jumper leaves for Christmas. And jumper leaves is the best present he bought me. Yeah. Jumper leaves.
I mean, I have to say, I love a practical gift. Yeah. So I'm like, you know, if you buy me a cordless drill or something for Christmas, I think it's the best thing ever. But jumper leads, I mean, were you being rescued quite a bit at the time?
Yeah, it's a couple of times. I mean, I still don't know how to use them, so you still have to come and use them. But nothing else. In like the second year of our marriage, when all the options are still there. Jumper leaves.
Well, Candice, are you sure he wasn't saying, hey, I never meant them for you to put them in the car?
Pete, Matt and Kimber. I haven't really kicked off Christmas yet because James and I have been too busy to get the tree out yet. We haven't had any free days to crank out the tree, and we put it up together and stuff. So it's sort of like not happening.
Who puts the star on the top?
I don't think it really matters. But we put on like the Netflix fire burning in the background on the TV. We put on some Christmas songs.
I used to have that on VHS.
Oh, yeah?
The fire. Yeah.
Love it. We just sort of get stuck in and play some tunes and drink some Baileys and put up the tree. And we just haven't done it. But I'm also not even aware that we're into December yet because I don't have an advent calendar.
Ah.
We never had them growing up. I suspect it's because everyone in my family has a chocolate problem.
Mm.
And perhaps mum and dad didn't want us fighting over that sort of stuff. I say mum and dad. Dad would have been fighting with us for chocolate, faux show. But I don't know where to go. I've seen them in plenty of stores and I don't know if you're just getting rubbish chocolate. Or whether you're getting something good. Like, I see our boss is opening wine every day.
Oh, really? What?
Have you not seen? She's been posting it on Facebook. She's been putting out the post of, like, pulling out bottles of wine from her advent calendar.
Bottles of wine? Yeah. Wow, that is an advent
Tiny little bottles. Or is it a really big advent calendar?
Oh, okay.
Small bottles.
This is a crackling fire for you guys, just to get you into your mood.
That's lovely.
Like the kind of size you get on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. That's a good size, yeah.
But I did see one really special advent calendar that was advertised by Chanel.
Ooh.
And I thought, because this would probably have like perfume samples and things like that in it.
Yeah.
And they say it's a calendar unlike any other, a piece to treasure for years to come in ultra limited quantities.
Mm.
I thought, rightio. Because it's $825.
It's more of an event than an advent, isn't it?
It is. $825. And so one young lady on TikTok thought, I'm going to splash out and buy this.
Yeah.
And then went online to show people what's in the advent calendar and busted out all of the days before Christmas.
Oh, you can't do that.
Well, it's a good thing she did because it turns out that $825 is just stickers, a magnet and a flip book.
Right.
There was next to nothing in it. A small lipstick and a couple of sample products, not even full-size products, stickers, and a little flip book. $825.
They scratch and sniffed stickers? Or they
no.
Just regular stickers?
Regular stickers. And because it went on TikTok and millions of people saw it, Chanel shut her page down and then shut theirs down too.
Is Chanel a person? That was a serious question.
No, it's
Sharon Chanel.
It's a shame that the borders are closed because you could go and pick one of those up at Bali for $50.
Yeah, and have more stuff in it.
That.
$15.
Yeah. Oh, my producer said it's $825 US.
That's a lot of money.
I mean, that is. Why would they do that? Surely they must know there's going to be a backlash.
You'd think so. It's silly, isn't it?
Like, by all means, charge me that, but give me the best advent calendar I've ever seen in my life, right?
Yeah.
What would you like for an advent calendar?
You know
just
what?
For the month to be over.
Guys, there's something strange going on.
Yes.
Something strange going on. Something really strange is going on.
Uh-huh. And it's Jesus' fault. Oh, that's not what you said.
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Might be Jesus' fault. I don't know yet.
It's the 25th of December, though, right?
25th of December, Christmas amongst Day. Some other dates as well.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So, I was just flicking through TikTok.
That's unlike you.
I know. Very unlike me. Yeah. Usually, I stick to Instagram, but I jumped on TikTok a couple of weeks ago just to post a couple of things to see what would happen. You know, I was telling you guys that I went to Macca's and made a McChicken?
Yes.
That went viral over the weekend.
Did it?
Yeah.
So like, you making a McChicken went like viral.
He didn't clean his hands properly. There's quite a few people that came down with it.
It's so stupid. It's got like 20,000 views. People are so excited. Yeah.
You making a McChicken.
Me making a McChicken.
Why? Who was watching it? Was it McDonald's staff judging you, looking on there to go, can he make a McChicken?
Yeah, there's a couple there. Just people who are like, I thought this was our store, laughy face emoji. Okay. It looks exactly the same. Ha ha. Somebody else going, wait, is it actually two squirts? The F? Did I get trained wrong?
Oh, well, yeah. See, that's really the only thing where you can put your own personality in, isn't it?
You're right.
For want of a better term.
People's minds are being blown because this this store has a conveyor belt and their store doesn't.
Oh.
So it's gone viral Macca's staff.
Right.
So, I mean, that's the key to going viral now is to go straight to Macca's.
Oh, there's a couple of other people on there. But anyway, while I was
Jeff Corelli, Nathan Corelli, Nick Corelli, Tony.
But while I was flicking around, I have come across another one. It's called That One Time Traveler. Sounds ominous, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now,
is it done by a time traveler?
Well, apparently this person is a time traveler. They say they are from the future and their bio, they've got 1.3 million followers and their bio says, yes, I'm a real time traveler.
Okay.
Now, what they've been doing is they've been posting occasionally just with dates and things to look out for.
Okay.
All right. So here's a couple for you. Right?
It's like the modern day Nostradamus.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, via TikTok.
If this dude wasn't one of the 43 people who won at Curves Gym, the lotto, $80 million lotto, then I don't want to know.
Well, we don't know. Yeah, that's the thing, because it's the mysterious.
Have they been very accurate thus far? I mean, 1.3 million followers suggests they might have said a thing or two that relates.
Well, they did. They did one, right? So here's one. It said, today is the day. Today is the day a new species is found by the US government. The species is moved into a very private enclosed area where the US government will breed and begin gene slicing and eventually use for a new type of warfare.
Okay.
Now, I mean, the thing is, like, if this species has been moved into a, like, you know, a place that we can't see, how do we know that it's not real?
Well, sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. But anyway, there's another one. There's a couple of others. Remember the date, 27th of the 5th. 2021, something extremely big happens on this day that humanity has never seen before. Now, can we go back to 27
of May,
uh-huh. Right, this year? Yeah. Did anything big happen? Because I'm not 100% sure that anything big really happened.
Just think. According to my diary, I had coffee with my friend Suze at 11 a.m.
Look at my diary.
Jeans, joggers, did anything big happen on the 27th of May?
I had a McChicken.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did I have two squirts,
mate? Did. I'm getting on TikTok.
Is there anything?
No, my birthday's the 31st, so maybe it was just a little, prelude.
Oh, mate.
What was it? Do we know?
Oh, we don't know.
We don't know.
That's
okay.
That's crazy.
But you see, it's like a butterfly's wings. Something could have happened on the 27th of May that was very subtle that we may not know.
You're right. That's the butterfly effect.
Yeah,
which is a phenomenon. A butterfly flaps its wings on one side of the world and on the other side of the world, it creates
tsunami.
A tornado.
Yeah,
Victorians went into a 7-day lockdown. That's when they were only 7 days. That was
different. Squirts, yeah.
It did say something.
Okay. Yeah, and that's, look, I can't see anything else. President Biden asked the US intelligence agencies to step up the investigations into the COVID-19 pandemic.
Mm. I mean, that's relatively big. That's big. Anything else?
Yeah.
I don't think you should ever have to ask the intelligence agencies to step up. They should just be doing that, right? As part of their remit.
Well, there is one more, right? And December 25th, Christmas Day this year.
Okay.
Something extremely big happens that shocks the world and changes the way humans live forever.
Whoa.
Wow.
Crazy. Crazy times.
Oh, it's all okay. I know.
No, that's
what it.
Is. What?
Well, because IKEA's shelves are empty, right?
Mm.
Oh, so that's what we've got. And, by the way, I don't actually know that. Sorry.
IKEA. I was just thinking, God, we're going to have to work it into our Christmas show.
Yeah.
Pete, Matt, and Kimber.
I'm a bit of a renovation nerd. Yeah. And I do mm-hmm. love reno shows and mm-hmm. things like that. And I like doing little things around the house that I can do myself. And I like to think I'm kind of capable. But I found a product in the back of my cupboard that a neighbour had given to me a couple of years ago. And at the time we'd gotten into a conversation and I said, I've got this thing going on at my house. And he goes, oh, I think I've got something for that. Try this. And when I tried it at the time, it didn't really work. So I was like, ah, chuck it in the back of the cupboard. So while I was clearing some things out, I was like, you know what? I'm going to end up throwing that out because it didn't work and it was a waste. So before I waste it, why don't I try the product again, but I'll be really liberal with it. Like, doesn't matter because I'm throwing it away anyway.
Sure.
So I'll just pour this product on and we'll see what happens. And I want to show you the photo of the thing that changed my life on Saturday.
Is this okay. before and after?
It's a before and after. Okay. And who doesn't love a
love
before
a good
and after?
Before and after.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Now, you know what? You
right?
Okay. Look at that.
That's amazing.
So you said to us off the air,
yep.
you said, you're probably not going to have to feign excitement over this.
Yeah.
Now, I wholeheartedly agree.
How good
that
is that?
That is incredible because I was just having a conversation with somebody about those that what you've done over the weekend. That is amazing, and I want to know what the product is.
Okay, well, here we go. This is the catch. What I've done is I've managed to remove bore water stains off my house bricks that has been on there for probably 20 years and were really deeply ingrained. Like, yeah. that's hardcore bore stains. They're not just like a little bit of, it's like my bricks are orange.
Mm.
And I found this product and it came off and then now they look like brand new bricks. And I thought I had to pay someone thousands to do this.
Mm.
Now, here's the catch. Mm. He gave me the product in like an old Windex bottle,
oh.
right? Because he just poured it into this bottle.
Okay.
And went, use this. The product can't be found anywhere in Perth.
Do you know what it was called?
Yes. And it used to be at Bunnings and they don't stock it anymore. And so I'm using our platform. I know I shouldn't, but I'm putting it out there right now. Tell me where I can get this thing.
Mm. What a
bore. Because
bore.
I can't find what I'm looking for. The product is called Jelly Mac.
Jelly Mac.
G-E-L-I-M-A-C.
Are you Googling?
Jelly
no,
Mac.
I Googling can do. Jelly Mac.
And it tells you, you'll see a Pinterest photo saying that Bunnings used to sell it and they don't anymore. Jelly you can't Mac. Buy it online. I can't find it anywhere. And so I'm throwing it out there. Where can I get Jelly Mac? Because I need to do the rest of my house. I only had enough to do one wall.
Is it M-A-C-K?
M-A-C. G-E-L-I.
Oh, God.
Jelly.
I've literally got Mac computers coming.
G-E-L-I. M-A-C.
And jelly.
But, you know, I thought, why not just use this opportunity? If you're looking for something, if there's something out there that you're like, you know what I'd love to find in Perth and I don't know where to look for it?
Yes.
Just give us a call and ask and we'll see if some people can help you out.
Please do call if you find my integrity because that's somewhere.
Oh, mate, I think you left that with your dignity.
At the front door.
It was some time ago. But if you're looking for something, still haven't found what you're looking for, it could have been an old treat or a lolly or an English lolly or something growing up, or it could be like this. I need to get me litres and litres of Jelly Mac. Where is this stuff?
Okay. I'd really appreciate it if somebody can tell me where I can pick up a Dunkin' Yo-Yo.
A Dunkin' Yo-Yo?
Yeah, I just go through things every now and again. A few weeks ago, I just wanted to flick a yo-yo around, and I went looking for the Dunkins because we used to have the Dunkins back at school.
I don't remember the Dunkin'
Yo-Yo. Not as in Dunkin' Donut,
no,
Dunkin', but...
As in, I'd love to have a beer with Dunkin'. Yeah, and I remember having one that was like, it was shaped, but they're really good. Like, they've got the really good ball bearings in them.
Like
and they
spalding a ball,
yeah,
Dunkin' for yo-yos.
They spin for days.
Really?
I can't bloody find
no,
them.
No, you're right. There looks. Oh, you might be able to get one on Amazon.
Well, I don't want to muck around there.
But it's
imagine
going
to a shop in Perth that only sells Dunkin's yo-yos and Jelly Mac.
Jeez, we that'd be
it's
amazing.
Probably called the House of Tartan.
You'll hear more about that later on the show.
You know what's sad? Is what? That I've just looked up Dunkin' Yo-Yos. It says Dunkin' Yo-Yo's still in business. And it says financial losses at the end of the boom and some costly lawsuits.
Oh, no.
Meant the Dunkin' family went out of business in the late 60s.
Oh.
We had them in like the late 90s. Oh. I remember getting them just like taken off us at school.
Yeah, Flambeau products have taken it over. They've bought the company and they still own it today. Oh, so they are on the roll. It's just not the original Duncan family.
We got people calling through. So, Kirsty in Byford, what you got?
How you going, mate? I need to find my mum a genuine white lady's belt that must be half an inch thick, extra large.
Okay. 1981, we're calling you.
Is it for something in particular, Kirsty? Why so specific?
It must go through her jeans that she wears. I can find PVC. Oh. I can find two-tone. I can find off-white. Do you think I can find a white leather belt anywhere? No.
Did you say half an inch thick?
She said she wants it half an inch
half an
thick.
Inch.
Yeah. Bloody specific, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very specific. Like, you know, I'm just going to throw this out there because we've been talking about them for a little while now. But if you go to a Vinnie's, you might actually
You can't buy your mother a secondhand belt for Christmas, can you?
Yes. Of course you can.
Are you kidding me, Kirsty? You've looked all over town and she's so demanding. That's what she wants. It might be the only place you're going to get it.
Might be a good idea, actually. What am I going to wrap it in, though, guys?
Put it in a Gucci box.
Oh, just do that.
Yeah, just do that, mate.
Also, if you find a Duncan yo-yo while you're there, pick
please.
One up for Pete.
Let me know, will you? Jason in Noranda. Hey, buddy.
How are you going?
Good. What are you looking for?
So I purchased a number of years ago a Christmas stocking set, or basically Christmas stockings for everyone in my family, and then I had the Janome and I wrote everyone's particular name on each of the stockings.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I just had a daughter 2.5 years ago, and I've been spending for the last 2.5 years trying to find the same stocking that Kmart used to have.
Mm.
And so, lo and behold, I've had no luck. And the closest I ever got to it was Target had a similar stocking, but not with the snowflake pattern that was on the front of it. And I've been chasing up everywhere because I feel bad for the fact that my daughter is the only one in the family that doesn't have the stocking yet because I haven't been able to get one.
Life's full of disappointments, Jason, I'll be honest with you.
Does the Janome do a snowflake? Why don't you just start?
No. So the pattern on the actual stocking, so it's a red Santa stocking with a snowflake pattern on it, and then I've had the Janome write out the name, and I've then stitched it onto the stocking.
Okay.
But I haven't been able to find the same stocking.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be the right one.
If anybody's listening to this, want to flick us over what they think it might be in our DMs on the gram, we might be able to chase it up for you, Jason.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, Kmart have got the Christmas stocking this year, but it's only got the letter of, it's got a letter on the front.
Right.
So you can get the name to you.
Jason's daughter's going to get her first life lesson in that one.
That life's disappointing.
Yeah, life's disappointing.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Liam, what are you after?
I'm after a Bacardi bottle 151.
Oh.
Ooh, what's the 151 got going on for it, Liam?
All those professional alcoholics out there are gagging right now for a bottle.
Liam.
It's good, is it?
Oh, it's amazing, and it's perfect for flaming cocktails.
Okay.
It is potent. Me and my cousins got onto the 151 like, oh, God, 15 years ago. We found it when we were over east on a trip, and then we started picking it up. We knocked over a bottle one night playing Monopoly. And that was quite the night. We had to pull my cousin out of a bush because he got upset at it because he thought it stole his money.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was quite a night.
I tell you what, it is hard to find. I'm having a little Google search for you right now, Liam, and no luck. Dan Murphy's no stock anywhere in the country.
Okay.
He's willing to pay $500.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Those kids drink responsibly.
Tracy and Camillo, hey.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. Tracy, still looking for, have you got what you're looking for?
No, I've got what you're looking for.
Oh, have you got Jelly Mac?
I have.
Stop it. Tracy, why is this thing so hard to find?
I don't know. I'm just trying to find the company now.
What do you do, Tracy? How do you have Jelly Mac?
I work for Austral Bricks.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Okay. You know your stuff then.
Yeah, I've got a few other things. But anyway, when you said the Jelly Mac, but I've got an address, but I don't think maybe this company isn't going anymore.
Oh,
yeah, because
I think it's worth it, Tracy. If you, we'll take the address off the air.
Kimber will rock up there in about half an hour.
I'll be getting it in a barrel,
however
I can get.
I wonder where else we could get it. Anyway, I'll search that out for
you.
But yeah, I'll give you the address. But yeah, I've got a little bit. It's like gold then, isn't it?
Yeah. Tracy's holding.
Tracy.
Yeah,
Tracy.
Yeah, yes.
How much for the little bit you got? How much?
Well, it's Austral Brick, so
oh, geez, okay.
Belongs to them.
All right, well, we need to have a chat to them.
Okay, there you go.
Well, so if anyone can help with any of these things, if you've got a 1-inch white leather ladies belt in a size extra large, the Bacardi 151,
yes.
The Snowflake Christmas stocking,
yeah.
Or the Jelly Mac 131060, give us a call. We'll try and make someone's Christmas.
And with all the homes that have got this boar staining, you'd think that...
And companies will charge you. Companies have their product.
I see.
But they'll come out and charge you a few hundred dollars, and I just wanted to do it from my Windex bottle.
Yeah. Big day yesterday. Not quite as... but what a morning. What a morning. I woke up quite early.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? I'm awake. Let's just do this.
Yeah.
So I threw Florence the Dalmaniac in the car, and I went and got my Brosif Carl. And we went to the beautiful Peasholm Beach there just near Scarborough. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. There is nothing that I can put into my body that makes me feel as much joy as I have when I watch Florence at the beach.
The wild stallion just running through the water.
She is the joy on her face. And it was perfect yesterday. I love it when it does this. It's got a little trench to begin with and then a sandbar with only a few inches of water. And I get it across the channel and then we throw the ball on the sandbar and she just rockets. It's wonderful.
Nice.
And she digs and digs and digs and digs. And anyway, it's beautiful. And at one point, I'm looking there, you know, just sort of, there could have been beautiful music playing in my head. I'm looking at my dog in the water and I see her get into a sort of a strange position and I look at the guy who's nearest to her and I call out, ones or twos?
Oh, God.
And he goes, twos, definitely twos. And there are four, you know, reasonable size stools. Floating away from my dog.
Oh, blind.
Now, of course, I go, and there's a guy that hands me a bag. I had one, but my bag was up on the sand. Mm. And I race into the water to try. Now, I don't know if you've ever, much like dunking for apples, it's not easy. It's not
to catch
easy.
A floating poo.
Because what I discovered very quickly was that, yes, you use it to scoop, but there's so much water in the bag that it's hard to, anyway. I got most of it.
Oh, well done.
But every time it was cascading over my hands and whatnot. Yeah. Anyway, so I dealt with that. And I got home and I was surprised at how appalled my wife was when I told her the story that when I said to her, I can't blame her because I too have done that. Had a poo in the water.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
why?
Yeah.
What, well, at a beach?
At a long time ago, and not in public or anything. A very this is the look that she gave me yesterday, actually.
Yeah, I get why.
And it's, I mean, you know, it.
I need to know the circumstances of when it would be appropriate to poo.
Well, clearly never.
I mean, I need to know who was on the beach with you going, is it one or two?
Literally. I know, how's this dude even swimming in the dog beach? Like, that is the last place I would be swimming at the dog beach.
What are you talking about? I swim there all the time.
I love my dogs, but I don't need to be in all of their hair and their feces when I'm swimming.
Oh, we're very
There's feces in all of the water.
Mm.
I get that.
I don't know. I figure fish live in the ocean. Fish poop in the ocean.
Yeah, that's right, Kimber. And yeah, so does Matt, apparently.
Yeah, Matt.
Yeah, but my wife wasn't happy with that story. So let's just forget I
Still
said
no
that.
Still no details.
And let's go back to the Florence
Still
stuff.
Still no details.
Everyone was smiling about that.
You can't help it,
can
you?
Normally when we come in the morning and we pitch a few ideas to our producers and you know, they've got great taste and they pick the bits that they think will fly. So this wasn't really like me coming in with a break. It's just every time I drive up and down Walcott Street near Kulbinia there, Menora, I see this shop, the House of Tartan, and I think, apart from the obvious kilts and tartans and whatnot, what goes on in there? And B, as someone who's never run a business or has no business acumen, I said it to my brother yesterday, I said, I got a feeling that in this day and age, you've got to really be a specialist. And I bet at the House of Tartan, they know what they're doing and they don't try and do anything else.
And you're so right.
But the reason that we bring it up is that I said that just thinking it was passing conversation. And then, of course, Mr. Corelli here.
Well, there's a whole thing.
Knew about it.
So, like, 3 years ago, I got roped into doing an event called the Armidale Highland Gathering and the Perth Kilt Run.
Okay.
So every...
That catchy thing.
Right? Okay. So every... And if you're driving around, particularly this time of year, because it's every year around October, you'll see the signs going up sort of through Southern River and Canning Vale and Armidale and so on and so forth. And... they have a whole heap of things on. They've got Highland cattle down there. They've got a tavern. They've got the Atlas stones, the giant stones with the guys lifting them. They've got medieval displays and so on and so forth. But supporting the entire event,
of course,
is the House of Tartan.
Of course,
where I came across them for the first time in my life when I got roped in this thing 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it's amazing. And you're right, they literally do. Like kilts are their main thing.
Yes.
They've been in business for 25 years.
Yes.
And they say on their website here, it's the House of Tartan, the original tartan website, home of the world's first tartan database.
Really?
If you want to get tartan anywhere in the world, that's your place.
Wow.
The tartan database to the world.
It's amazing. And the bloke who runs him and his missus, they do the thing called the Address to Haggis every year. So it's like they have a giant procession and a ceremony and, you know, you got the bagpipes and there's the police with the bagpipe. You know, they're sort of coming through, the procession comes through, and then he comes up to the stage and he's got a haggis. And
Address to a haggis.
And he does this.
He talks to
Fear
the haggis.
For your honest sonsy face, great chief know the puddin' race. Aboon them all, you tack your place, pinch. Tripe or therm.
And it's amazing. It's really cool watching this thing come together. And then he cuts into the haggis and gets stuck into it. And
to be fair, I did speak to a ham and cheese toastie like that just recently. Yeah. Well, there you go. The House of Tartan.
You can design your own tartan.
No, you can't.
I'm currently looking up clans, but it turns out there's no Dictinsky or Corelli or Cahill clan Scottish.
Well, I didn't think there was going to be a Dictinsky.
I'm Irish.
Or a Corelli.
It's not the same.
You're about as close as it gets.
That was your Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast for Vinny's Christmas Appeal, where good works. Mix 94.5.